Hello.
Ah, Miss Turnbull. Come on in, take a seat.
Thanks. I'll cut to the chase, if you don't mind.
Well, absolutely. Here in HR, we like to remember our staff time is always a priority. Fire away.
Well, as you know, I've recently made a big change in my life, and the company has been very supportive, which I'm very grateful for, but I have a delicate matter I'd like to discuss, which is nevertheless very important.
Miss Turnbull, that sounds so formal. Can I call you by your first name?
Yes, of course.
Brian. We've known each other for a long time.
It's Bryony now.
God, sorry, of course, Bryony, right. We've been mates for a long time and this company needs you. If you need anything to help you continue doing great work and winning lots of lawsuits for this bank, then I have clearance from the board of directors to make sure you're supported.
Thanks, that's very reassuring, Gordon, thanks.
What is it you need?
I need a urinal in the ladies' toilets.
Okay.
I am a woman. I have to use the ladies' toilet now.
Yes, of course, but, well, I'd have assumed you'd use them like a woman.
Well, you assumed wrong. I am a transsexual. Trans means I am moving from one stage to another. I am ostensibly a woman except for one thing. I have a penis.
Sure, sure, but you can still use the lavatory in the ladies with a penis. I've done it myself on occasion when all the gents' cubicles are occupied and I really have to go for a sit-down.
I want a urinal in the ladies so I can go to the toilet like a man despite looking like a lady. I can't get used to sitting down for a wee. It's affecting my job. I'm getting very stressed because you don't get the same sense of relief sitting down like a woman as opposed to standing a few feet back from the wall and letting rip like a bloke.
I suppose you have...
A medical report from my psychologist to confirm I am suffering undue mental anguish because I'm being forced to wee sitting down at work.
Right. Good.
This is difficult for you, Gordon, isn't it?
Brian, I can't pretend after 15 years that it isn't odd seeing you as a woman. And then working with you like this to help you become a fully-fledged female lawyer, when back in the day it was you and me down the blue panty bar with a couple of tarts. It's going to take time. And some days, I just don't get these requests of yours. I'm not sure I can sanction placing a urinal in the ladies' lavatory. They won't like it.
Gordon, look at these.
Oh my. Miss Turnbull, Bryony. That's impressive.
Okay, Gordon, you just tell me where the requisition forms are.
Yes, they're, on the, desk there.
Yes, okay. And shall I sign it for
you? What? Yes, there's a pen on the desk.
I can't see it.
Lean over a bit. Lord, that's it there.
Okay, I've filled it all in here. I'll drop this into your secretary for processing now.
Sure, they're great. That's great.
Okay then, Gordon. Thanks so much. Give my love to Jean and the kids.
Sure. Okay then, Bryony. Miss Turnbull. Can't live with them. Can't live without them.